winner of 3 Associated Press Awards for Excellence in Reporting. Rockland 910, WRKL New City.
80 degrees and mostly cloudy skies at 12 noon. Mark Hanick says for this afternoon, look for clouds and some hazy sunshine. Also a chance of thunderstorms later in the afternoon and evening, highs around 85. Good afternoon. I'm John Wilson, Rockland 910 News. Frightening moments at Nanuet Bank this morning. Clarkstown police are on the lookout for a bank robber, and they're also trying to figure out what the robber left behind at the Chase Manhattan Bank on Route 59. Joining us live with the latest from the scene is WRKL's Jared Kinniston. Jared?
Thanks very much, John. Now, witnesses aren't talking, but police say the bandit entered the bank carrying a small white container. He presented it to a teller with a note indicating it was a bomb. He then got away with up to $6,000. Now, Detective Bernard Cummings of the Clarkstown Police says both buildings in the area have been evacuated, and police are searching the area with 2 helicopters looking for the criminal. He may have got away on foot. They're not saying as of yet.
Now, Jared, I hear some helicopters in the background. Are they kind of doing a search around the neighborhood right now?
Exactly. 2 helicopters, one from the state police, one from the county. They're combing the area looking for the bandit. Apparently, he got away on foot and headed towards the Pathmark Shopping Center. So now they're looking for him, and they haven't come up with anything yet. The bomb squad has entered the building. They're checking out to see if that container is actually a bomb. But so far, the witnesses have been contained in the corner, and they're not saying.
Okay, Jared, and from what you said, looks like no one was hurt in this whole ordeal.
No one was injured. Police have not confirmed any injuries. The witnesses are okay. And everything now is just up to the bomb squad. They're just waiting to see what the bomb squad will find.
Okay, thank you very much. WRKL's Jared Kinniston live at the scene at the Chase Manhattan Bank on Route 59.
In 1898, the New York Times sold for 1 cent. The United States went to war with Spain.
And in a small hamlet in Rockland County, St. Anthony's Parish had its beginning.
John Cardinal O'Connor gave the sermon at the celebratory mass that was attended by nearly 150 faithful. This was the Cardinal's second trip to the parish in nearly a month. Earlier, he was in the county to lay to rest former St. Anthony's pastor, Monsignor Netter. Jared Kinniston, Rockland 910 News.
WRKL New City.
74 degrees under clear skies at 5 o'clock. Mark Hanick says for tonight, clear and dry, lows near 50. Good evening. I'm Jared Kinniston, Rockland 910 News. The British government is releasing prisoners tied to Irish paramilitary organizations, and one Rocklander wants the U.S. to act on his behalf. Former IRA member Brian Pearson now lives in Pearl River. Pearson is considered a terrorist by the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Services for his part in the 1975 IRA bombing. But now Pearson says although the INS temporarily suspended his deportation, he would like to know where his case stands following the release of Irish prisoners.
What I think should be happening now is that all concerned peoples, and of course our congressmen, should be inquiring as to how deep these cases are buried. And they shouldn't be allowed to be buried. I think that we have to try and get on with our lives and create some kind of normality here for our families.
Pearson says he hopes the U.S. will drop his deportation proceedings. A magician who allegedly bilked money from families with deaf children has been nabbed by the state attorney general's office. Attorney General Dennis Vacco said Daniel Bauer was caught when he tried to promote a June magic show to raise money for AIDS patients. Vacco says Bauer was actually keeping the money for himself. It wasn't a happy birthday for an 85-year-old woman who caught fire last night while blowing out her candles at a Rochester restaurant. Officials say Alice Sutter, who was receiving oxygen from an oxygen tank, got too close to the candles and caught fire. She's being treated in the burn unit at Strong Memorial Hospital in Rochester. WRKL News Time, 5:02. Rockland 910 weather is next.